And just in case we made the whole thing up, you can see a display. You can see at our Radio Merseyside shop one of those soles from the R Shoe Company. It's on display. The Mona Lisa twins are sitting there totally baffled. They're thinking, what has happened to English radio? Billy Butler has gone mad.
I didn't understand enough to have a judgment on
you
this.
You wouldn't understand any of that. Tim would have to play it to you and talk you through it.
I didn't understand a word either. I'm from Blundell Sands, don't forget, Billy.
Okay. Good to see you again, girls.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Been busy this week?
Very, yes. We made many, many trips to Manchester to a few radio stations, and we played a show yesterday with Mike Sweeney.
Yeah, good lad.
His band.
Is he still singing?
Yes, very well. We did Money together by the Beatles, so we tried. Yes, it was really cool.
And he had exactly the right voice for that song.
And attitude.
And attitude, yeah. Perfect.
Do you girls do boys?
No.
That'd be good for you to do. Because it is a girl's song, boys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ringo is singing it, right?
Yeah, but it's a girl song originally.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally done by the Shirelles, who sang Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? In fact, I think it was the B-side of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow.
It is
a girl's song. Mm-hmm. Right. It's Ringo's birthday Monday as well.
Ooh, I'm sure.
No, he won't be coming to Liverpool. Is he coming to Liverpool sometime? Ringo?
I don't think so. He doesn't get a very good welcome here, unfortunately. Right. He said the wrong thing.
It's silly.
I saw this interview that everyone's talking about, and I don't think it's that bad. I don't get why anyone would be upset about it. But then I'm not a Liverpudlian. I didn't grow up here.
Not yet. You're on the way there.
Now,
Tim, you're performing today, aren't you?
I am performing,
You're part of the Festival of Firsts today.
Getting my voice in order, yeah. So I'm on at the Row over in West Kirby, giving a talk all about my time in comics and indeed the history of comics and anything else that comes into my head. Hopefully with
Spencer Lee's there at 1 o'clock.
He is.
Spencer Lee's there at 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon.
He's talking about the Beatles. David Charters from the Liverpool Echo, great writer. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the Wirral He Loves. Then Tim Quinn.
I like that. Who was that? Sorry.
Tim Quinn.
Thank you.
Talking about Marvel Comics.
Oh, he's good.
And then Frankie Connor, 4 o'clock, Mersey Beat to Mersey Street.
Great afternoon.
£3 per talk.
Surely not.
That's at the Row Loft in West Kirby. And you're part of the Wirral First as well, aren't you, girls?
Yes, we're on twice, actually. I think the first time is at 4:15 at the library in West Kirby.
Is that today?
Yes, it's all today.
Okay.
And then at night at 7:30 we're at the Art Centre, where Jimmy just talked about this, and we'll join him on the...
So you're at the library at 4:15?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay. 4:15. So I might go and listen to Tim Quinn.
Ah, fabulous.
We'll be there
and throw myself under the bus.
Along with the rest of the audience.
Okay, let's find out what's happening with the travel. Mona Lisa twins are here. Now, personal question, girls. How long have you been over here now?
3 months, I think it's already.
Have you been chatted up?
What does it mean?
Please explain, Billy.
Where's our translator?
Well, you know the girls better than me, Tim. Would you like to put that into words that they can understand? Have any Liverpool fellas approached you with suggestions that you might like to go for a drink?
They've tried. So far, not successfully.
Oh, so don't we live up to the Austrian boys then?
It's just too much time, too less time, too little time.
Yeah.
I'm very well.
What you're trying to say, girls, is that music comes first.
Right.
In this case.
Before everything.
Yes.
Before any emotional involvement, the music must come first.
Well, it is a tricky subject, I think, so you need to be kind of careful, but... We have fun anyway, and we love music, so...
I've just said that. I covered all your excuses, don't worry.
Okay, thank you. We don't have to talk no more.
Okay, have you seen any bands over here that impressed you?
Well, yesterday we played with Mike Sweeney's band. That was pretty cool. They were really great.
Are they still the Thunderbirds?
No,
they called themselves Mike Sweeney. Let me do that. Mike Sweeney, Paddy O'Hare, and The Collective is the
used to be the Thunderbirds.
He did. Yeah, he's been in a few bands.
He's been in the Mindbenders, I think, and he sings with the Swinging Blue Jeans, so he gets around.
When he sings with the Swinging Blue Jeans in brackets.
In brackets.
None of them ever swung, and none of them was ever a blue jean.
All right. And another really great band, they're from Stoke, and they're called the Soundcasters. We saw them at the Cavern. They were really good.
Yeah.
They're not from Stoke, though. They're from Kent. That's
Kent,
completely somewhere different. Yes, you know my geography.
Okay. What are you going to do, girls?
Will you introduce the song?
I'll have to give you the list, Tim.
Bus Stop,
the Hollies. That's a bit difficult, girls.
Yeah, but I think we can do it, I hope so. And yes, we'll give it a try.
Okay.
And Graham Gouldman, actually, who wrote the song, because we did a proper recording with drums and bass as well, and he listened to the song and he said, really good cover of the song, I really like it, and he liked it. He wrote the song and he was in 10cc, yes.
I know that.
Yes, I'm just telling if any listeners don't know. Yeah. Of course you know.
And if the writer likes it, well, you can't go far wrong, can you?
That's right. Okay, we'll give it a try.
Okay, it's Mona and Lisa, the Mona Lisa twins, with this Holly song.
She'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say.
Excellent, girls.
Thank you very much.
The harmony sung.
Absolutely. And, Billy, if you go onto YouTube and type in Mona Lisa Twins Bus Stop, you will get the funniest video you've ever seen in your life. It is hilarious. All produced and filmed and performed by Mona and Lisa.
We did kind of, and because there's lots of water, but there's a little bit of water involved in the video, and we did it in the studio with all the electrics, and we did try to cover everything up, but still it was a really risky business. We had to dry everything with the air dryer, with the hair dryer afterwards.
Now, I took Tim and the girls last Saturday to Paddy's Market.
Yeah. That was great.
It's a first for all of us.
They'd never experienced it. What did you think, girls? How different was it from markets in Austria?
Not so different. The people were more talkative.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No,
that was nice.
That's what I mean by chatting up girls.
There was
a lot of shout because the girls had the guitars with them.
They did, yeah. And a lot of people saying, a lot of stall holders wanting them to play.
That's right, yeah.
And offering to... I thought they were offering to pay...
Did backing vocals as well?
No, they were, but I thought they were offering to pay in pesetas. But it was potatoes. a bag full of potatoes.
Another guy's good. I'd never seen a guitar... what do you call it? A guitar case on wheels.
Yeah.
I know. Our dad put them on because we thought it would be a good idea, because why not? Yeah. And we haven't seen it anywhere, and we thought it's the most logical thing in the world.
It is.
And we could make a fortune with this. We could actually open a business, I think, because we get approached on the street all the time by people, I really should, where did you get this from?
Mona Lisa wheels.
Yes, yeah. They should have our faces on each side of the wheel.
On the way here today, again, stopped at the station.
There was a little boy, maybe he even listens to it, because I said, we're going to go to the radio, and he was, really, really? Then I gave him a card, he was really excited.
Okay, well, good luck in West Kirby. I'll see you later there, Tim. Now, your comics are on display somewhere different, aren't they?
You're
giving the talk at the Row, but the comics are on display at St Bridget's Bazaar.
Are they really? I didn't know that. I just know I handed them over to John Gorman and had a feeling that I'd never see them ever again. So I'm glad that they're on display somewhere. That's great.
St Bridget's Bazaar, 9:30 to 2:30. There's a teapot competition, there's a teapot trail, a poetry trail, and a display of Marvel Comics.
Sounds about right. Uh-huh.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.